This is the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. So honored to have one of the world's most accomplished artists join the show. And he's from Ontario, just down the road in St. Catharines. Award-winning Canadian photographer Edward Bertinsky has dedicated much of his life and his art to documenting the profound impact humanity has had on the planet. Ed's photographs can be seen in museums across the globe and now at a brand new and powerful immersive media installation here in Toronto called In the Wake of Progress. Welcome to the Morning Zoom, Ed.
Great to be here.
So, Ed, how delighted are you to be able to show your photography at the tail end, we hope, of the COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, actually, this project was supposed to be on Dundas Square in June of 2020 during Luminato. And because of COVID, it got bumped to the following year and then again another year after that because Dundas Square is a public event and the city wasn't allowing any events on that. So, but I guess the upside of it is that I was able to really refine the piece and I was never planning to have a bespoke score for it. And Phil Strong was a composer and he was able to write a piece. And then I also included Bob Ezrin, a music legend who helped produce the piece as well. And he mixed the whole piece. So it's going to be phenomenal in we've mixed it in 7-1 or 5-1. So it'll be an incredible sound. And even on Dundas Square a few weekends ago, it was really powerful as a sound piece as well as a visual piece. So very excited. And I haven't seen it in this scale and in this form. So it's kind of been in my mind for 3 years. Now I get to see it with everybody else on the 25th because you don't do this as a test.
Yeah, right, exactly. I think the whole immersive experience has been born out of the pandemic, really, right? They've become so popular going to these immersive events. I think yours will be extra spectacular. So you've spent the last 40 years bearing witness to the impact that we have had on the planet. In your travels and in your time and all the things that you've seen, what has been the most shocking to you or sad or surprising?
Well, probably one of the most shocking things I've ever witnessed is, and it also appears in this piece, is the shipbreakers in Bangladesh, where they're taking down the large oil tankers. It's a project they did over 20 years ago. And it was like stepping back in time. It was as if I was looking at the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, you know, Dickens, and looking at the Satanic Mills. But these were some of the most compromised landscapes I'd ever seen. And the workers were always in jeopardy of things exploding when they're cutting into a diesel pipe or something in a ship, or getting hurt by falling pieces or asbestos that was all throughout these ships, you know, up in the air and burning the marine paint on the sides of these boats that's quarter inch thick with no protection, no eyeglasses. It was really quite an unbelievable thing to bear witness to. And even one of the signature pieces is a figure that I photographed up against an oil tanker, like the inner wall of an oil tanker brought up onto shore. And the pan goes down to his feet and you see his bare feet. And it's kind of a reminder that when we discard things after we use them, then an oil tanker might have a 40-year life. They have to go somewhere. There's a consequence to our waste. And this is the largest vessel on the planet, you know, going to be recycled. So it is something that I've never forgotten.
It's called In the Wake of Progress. It's happening at the Canadian Opera Company Theatre. Ed, take us through your newest intimate walkthrough experience, what we will see, what we will feel, what we will hear.
Well, it's a 22-minute piece, and then once you finish seeing the piece, you can go. There's an exhibition as well of my murals and my prints, and also some augmented reality experiences that I've also included in the exhibition. But in the piece itself, the 22-minute piece, first thing is I buttressed it with nature on both sides, because in many ways this is really a lament for the loss of nature at human hands, that technology and progress, and that's why In the Wake of Progress is its title, leaves in its wake, landscapes that have been extracted from large pits, forests that have been cleared, cities that have sprawled, all of that is chronicled in the work. So in between these forests, and there's a positive message in there too, is that we still have biodiversity. It still is there. Not a lot of it, but it's still there. And it's up to us to protect it for future generations. But it's also this kind of showing the other side of what we as humans do to provide for the life that we have in our urban cities, because we're largely urban animals here in Canada. You know, 85% of us live in cities, and most of us live within 100 kilometers of the U.S. border. So we are an urban country, and this is to show, as a resource country and also beyond, and resources everywhere, you know, but we are particularly a resource country. It's kind of trying to bring those landscapes back into our consciousness so that we understand that we are part of those landscapes. We own them as well, even though they feel like alien landscapes a lot of times. But that's part of what I'm saying, is that these alien landscapes are really our landscapes.
Mm-hmm. In the Wake of Progress is a new and epic immersive experience that shows us humanity's impact on the planet, all through the incredible images of renowned Canadian photographer Ed Bertinsky. It's on through July 17th at the Canadian Opera Company Theater on Front Street. Thank you, Ed, and good luck with the show and continued success with your photographs.
Yeah, thank you.